This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We are going to be getting a chamber update today. We are joined today by Chris Berleth, Relationship Director with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. And as always, Chris, it's good to have you with us to see what's going on. And it's always a lot.
Thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
And you're, I was wondering earlier, is there a slow time of year for the chamber?
Well, it's supposed to be the month of July. That's not happening this year.
Okay.
So
I was going to say, from what I've been talking to you about here before we go on tape, I guess that's you've lost your slow month for
that's
the year.
That's right. That's right.
But one of the things that at the chamber, we'll start with this coming up. Which runs, I guess, beginning in August, Leadership Susquehanna Valley, which you're director of.
Yes, yes, sir.
So let's talk about that a bit for people who have not heard of it before or have heard it in passing. I know there were times I heard things that I said, yeah, I've heard of that, but I couldn't have told you a thing about it. So
sure.
Give us the basics on that and kind of a look at what happened this past year with that and how it benefits people.
Sure. Yeah, in 1994, four or five gentlemen got together for a township meeting, and they realized that they were the ones really dedicated to the work there, and they left there. And they went to a nonprofit organization's meeting, and they found that they were the same four or five gentlemen doing the work there. And they went in the afternoon to or in the evening to another program and found that they were the key volunteers in that organization as well. So they said, we need to do something to encourage and inspire community engagement and professionals becoming community leaders. And that was really the birth of this concept that has become Leadership Susquehanna Valley. It's a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're going into our 25th year of programming here. And the vision for it is really to educate and inspire community leadership. And we do that by using the Susquehanna Valley as a classroom and showcasing a variety of industries and opportunities that even if you've grown up here, you wouldn't normally see. So we have a class of about 25, 26 actually this year. And what we do is we're going to spend some time in themes of education, communications, healthcare, local government, workforce and community development, community services and nonprofits, agriculture, tourism, and all the while, the class members work in small groups to complete a nonprofit service project that lasts about 10 months. And then really, there's a lot of person-to-person training, such as how to give a professional presentation, how to speak publicly, and how to state your beliefs. So what is your leadership credo, if you will?
And what came out of last year's? Like, give me kind of a look at the what you can tell me about, you know, how that wrapped up and which, you know, different groups and what they did.
Sure. Oh, we had some wonderful, wonderful projects this year. This is the second year that the class has been responsible to sort of pick their own projects, meaning that we give them a solid idea of what we're looking for, and then they make a proposal to the leadership program committee. This year, the work in the all-inclusive playground that just opened up in East Snyder Park. A big part of the marketing for that was a Leadership Susquehanna Valley project. There's an organization that was really a brand new nonprofit called Clarity Prep, and they work with athletes and students after school to teach them really how to deal with the challenges of being an athlete in this really high pressure kind of scholastic athletic system. And they didn't exist as a nonprofit, you know, really just a few years ago. So the organization of LSV worked with this group to encourage them to learn how to build up a nonprofit board, how to engage with donors, how to connect with their vision and marketing themselves and sharing who they are. Those are just two of the projects. Another one was working with the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. They worked on communicating better the benefits of a corporate membership. So many of the folks whose companies are involved with corporate memberships don't realize the benefits to being in a wellness program. And so the LSV class got involved with that. And finally, the last big one was a group that worked with the Sealands Grove Regional Engagement Center, the REC, which is really a pretty new after-school program, sort of a drop-in program for kids right in Sealands Grove. And so the class did a really nice job helping them to improve some of their systems for checking in kids, that sort of thing. So the class did a tremendous job this past year. We have a running gag that every class, after their experience, thinks that they're the best class ever. and it's even a hashtag I think they're using in social media. And certainly class of 2019 is in the running. So really excited, Matt, to tell you about some late breaking news actually just happened this morning here in your parking lot. I met with Kara C. Schultz, who's the Chief Advancement Officer for the Central Susquehanna Community Foundation, and she took from me a $35,000 check that the Leadership Susquehanna Valley Board of Directors has authorized me to put into an endowed fund for scholarships for the coming years. So we're actually really excited because we've been working on developing a permanent endowment for scholarship funds so that folks who serve in nonprofits or are small business owners can get involved with Leadership Susquehanna Valley, and so that finances are really not a burden on them so much. So just a great opportunity, $35,000 in an endowment fund.
I love hearing about those individual projects, because that's the kind of thing that really is the heart of what a chamber is and what it's doing to the area as a whole. One of the things I know when your current director, president, CEO, I guess the title, yep. Bob Garrett took over, he talked about several things that were kind of the focus. And one of those was the CSVT, that massive highway project running through the area. And then they recently updated, talked about a little later completion date, which is 2027. The current section that we see most of the work on is to be finished in about 2-3 years from now. So, and but you know, from the chamber's perspective, what good is that? What does that do? I've heard people say, well, doesn't that kind of direct traffic away from our businesses? I mean, how is that benefit people locally?
Well, so one of the things that was involved, I mean, the chamber and the transportation committee that exists there has actually been advocating for this thruway for close to 40 years, maybe a little more. So there was a lot of prep work that went into what would be the most beneficial element here, and that's how they came up with a thruway project. But in developing it, one of the things that they did was that the chamber led a survey of business owners, especially down in the Strip and Shamokin Dam, and all but two of them indicated that this was something that they really wanted. They felt that the statistics show that 80% of the traffic is through traffic that doesn't necessarily stop in, you know, our businesses. So we believe that the thruway would help to deal with that onslaught. I mean, we're actually the third highest traveled section of roadway in Pennsylvania, behind the Schuylkill Expressway and the road there into Pittsburgh. And on the race weekend for Watkins Glen, we beat the Schuylkill Expressway. So we have more than 55,000 vehicles that pass by our chamber building every single day. So quieting some of that congestion is certainly a key element here for the thruway. But more than that, I think, you know, when you have the state and the federal government investing in the local community, it can be an economic driver. And so we have these great expectations that our communities can benefit economically from this. And we're starting to see that, especially as the chamber's been consulting on comprehensive planning. So if you're unfamiliar with comprehensive planning, it's really a local government version of a strategic plan, where you're figuring out what your assets are and how to best direct your resources. And so the chamber's been working in collaboration with a bunch of organizations to help these local communities do some comprehensive planning.
Okay. And that 80% through traffic number, that really explains it right there, to say that these aren't people that were stopping anyway. They're it's just that's the way they have to go.
Absolutely.
So that will might actually make it easier to you know, dare to stop and be able to get back on the highway, because it won't be quite as much insanity.
You know, and I think one of the comments we've heard most is, boy, I would love to be able to turn left on the Strip. Right. People are nervous about doing that because of how much traffic there is and where you can turn in. And so in a lot of ways, the current traffic plan is a challenge for those who might be a little more timid on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I've turned enough there to know that sometimes you go the other direction to come back out at a light,
right?
Because it's just virtually impossible depending on the time of day. So,
and I'm going to throw a quick plug in here. PennDOT District 3 has done just a wonderful job, and the partners of the chamber, this transportation committee just does a wonderful job trying to plan for and account for the challenges and the changes that come with any projects like this. And Joe McGranahan, Mayor Joe McGranahan from Shamokin Dam, is the chair of that, and he's done a wonderful job. So,
all right. Let's talk a bit about the community college. There's another example of something in our area that is up and coming and growing and does so much for, you know, keeping people in the area.
Right. Yeah, so one of the key cogs of the Chamber's strategic plan is dealing with what we believe is a pretty significant workforce shortage in the area. And one of the things we want to do is we want to make sure that we're equipping the workforce, the potential workforce here in the greater Susquehanna Valley, with the jobs that exist here. To do that, we've identified that a community college would be a tremendous benefit, especially a fully articulated one. And by that, I mean that one that has relationships with high schools and the other institutions of higher education, right? We're not looking to replace Penn College or Bloomsburg University. We're looking to supplement and give affordable options for any student. So the average age of a community college student is actually 29 years old, and a lot of the times it deals with retraining or shifting focus in a different career path. And so we're really pleased. Luzerne County Community College has entered into an agreement with the Warrior Run School District to lease the former Watsontown Elementary School. What we're doing is we're working alongside them to find out, you know, how do we help students to have an affordable experience. Right now, the cost to go to a four-year degree is about $25,000 per year. And if you have three children, that's $300,000 for a four-year education for all three kids. In fact, Pennsylvania currently has the second highest rating, which is bad, for the level of student debt, and that's according to Student Debt Warrior. So affordable options are really important. What we're trying to do here is connect them to these affordable options. So one of those, you know, if you look, if you're a high school student and you know that you can jump into some credit opportunities now, it would cost you $64 per credit to dual enroll, basically to be a high school student and getting credits at Luzerne County Community College. And really, that's a game changer, because to do that with Penn College is about $500. And then, you know, what we're also working to do with the local counties is we're looking to identify an opportunity for in-county tuition rates. So we've been meeting and are planning to continue meeting with county commissioners from the key footprint of this community college to say, hey, this might be a really good opportunity for you to invest in the community college so that your residents could qualify for in-county tuition. And if they would, then it would be about $130 per credit for in-county tuition.
And that Pennsylvania, where we are on that list, not something that's nice to hear, but it is nice to hear that there are these options now coming up for local folks. Cost-wise and distance-wise. I mean, this is the up until now, it was quite a drive for any kind of community college from this area.
Well, there is a branch in Shamokin that has done a really nice job, and Luzerne County Community College, that's the same same community college system there, but you can actually get a full certification or a associate's degree just by going there. A lot of folks think that you have to go all the way to Nanticoke to complete the community college degree portion. You don't anymore. Shamokin is good, and now what they're calling the Greater Susquehanna Center, which will be the Watsontown facility, they're going to have about 100 academic majors that you can enroll with. from surgical tech to respiratory tech, nursing, culinary arts, business trades, and technologies. There's just a really, there's a huge slew of options that folks can get into.
So much going on at the Chamber. We never run out of things to talk about. The time always runs out first,
That's
and we
right.
are getting close to the end here. But if you want to talk quickly about the strategic plan for the year, and you also, if there's a new employee on board, and kind of tell us what she's doing there.
That's sure.
We'll wrap up with those two, and then quickly cover some of the events coming up.
Sure,
next
absolutely.
Month.
So the Chamber strategic plan really covers four big imperatives. The first one is that workforce imperative that I was mentioning, that the community college is a big part of. A second one is the cost of doing business. And, you know, we hear all the time that the cost of doing business in the United States is great and that we should do business in America. But quantifying that is a lot more difficult, especially locally. So one of the things we're looking to do is work with partners like the Small Business Development Center to say this is the true cost of doing business here. And a lot of times what we run up against is that perhaps more so than financial cost, there's a lot of time put into starting up a new business and even having a new business and trying to grow that business. So we think the Chamber can be an option for a lot of things there, but the Small Business Development Center is a great resource, the one at Bucknell especially. So cost of doing business, number two. Number three, we're living in this crazy political polarized world right now, where it seems like we're getting entrenched into these lines of thought at the national, the federal level. We think that the challenges facing the Susquehanna Valley can be largely solved by the people in the greater Susquehanna Valley. And that means we're going to continue to serve as a place for convening, that people come together and express ideas and work on how we hit these big block items like the CSVT, like the polarization issue, you know, in local politics. And so to that end, we're hosting Meet the Candidates events. We're partnering, you know, with League of Women Voters and of Lewisburg and some other groups. Polarization, cost of doing business, workforce, and the last one is technology. We've been working on broadband for a long time with the Chamber. We've been really learning quite a bit about what constitutes the broadband issue, and business broadband versus you know, home broadband, very different subjects. Here in Montour County, Drive has been at the heart of doing some great things to grow the opportunities for local business broadband, and we're looking to explore that, you know, and take the model that Drive did and bring that to some other counties as well. So a lot going on, great things. Right. You asked about Vanessa Vinos. Vanessa is our newest chamber staff. She's our relationship liaison. She also, alongside me, is in the field, and we've been doing a lot to work with our members and also especially what we call the Community Prosperity Alliance. This is a gathering of the downtown organizations all under one roof to talk about best practices. And really at the heart of what she does is running excellent events. And that's where I'll wrap up here, Matt, is we've got some great events coming up for the Chamber, especially going into August and September. In August, we have our Networking with Nonprofits event. That's August the 8th. That's sponsored by Coldwell Banker, Penn One Real Estate. And we're gathering nonprofits to learn about cost of doing business and some of the things they can grow in. And then in September, we have our Economic Forecast Luncheon, which is a great opportunity to hear from a world-class economist in Anirban Basu, who's tied into the Federal Reserve and shares a lot of his expertise with us. We also have a joint legislative breakfast that's partnering with the Central PA Chamber of Commerce. And finally, at the end of the month, we have our Young Americans Golf Classic. And for any of these events, you can go onto our website to learn more, which is www.gsvcc.org.
And are you the guy to call if a business says, hey, we'd like to see what the Chamber has to offer?
Absolutely. Yep. I'm happy to meet with any business. I think we've got some great benefits that can really help kickstart some marketing opportunities. And, you know, we're really just a great organization for connecting people to people. So.
Chris Berleth with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce has been our guest on the program today. Chris, thanks for joining us, and thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.